Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
So, folks, just as authorities in the U.S. and China increased their law enforcement efforts to tackle the problem of fentanyl, it seems as though producers have now moved to a different drug. And here to talk to us about it is John Clayton, Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Birmingham District Office of the New Orleans Division of the DEA. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining us. I read this article the other day. I didn't know it could get any stronger than fentanyl, but obviously nitazine, they talk about this particular drug being 20 to 43 times stronger than fentanyl. Tell us about it.
That's right. It's a synthetic opioid like fentanyl and made in a lab. And so it was developed back in the 50s, but abandoned by medical use due to the high risk of addiction and overdose. And with these nitazines, they're consumed, mixed in with fentanyl, mixed in with other drugs, and the problem we're having is the analogs. And so this is because it's made in a lab, they can change it. And so trying to make sure that we're staying ahead or at least even with these changes to this drug through public service announcements, temporary emergency scheduling of these analogs, so that we can use all of our efforts to combat this kind of a new problem.
Is it time that we change our approach to this? Because if you change one ingredient, the analog, if you would, in layman's term, is kind of the fingerprint of the drug, right? And if they change one curve of one portion of that fingerprint, it's a whole different drug for purposes of enforcement and identification of same.
Yes, sir. It's difficult because of these changes, and we work with our partners to try to stay even with it and identify these changes as soon as we can and get them under the Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substance Act.
Where are we starting to see nitazines right now in this country?
It started in, California, New York. I think the article you're referencing, they were talking about Long Island, New York. I believe Tennessee has seen this. And across the country, it's starting to become more prevalent.
Now, when we first started to see fentanyl, we would find individuals that would take the drugs intravenously before they even pushed the entire syringe. They were dead. If this is 20 to 43 times more stronger than fentanyl, this is like in the same category as what is it called? Cartenafil?
Carfentanyl? Yes, it is.
Carfentanyl.
Yes, sir. And this the nitazines, carfentanyl, is stronger than fentanyl, and so obviously that causes a huge problem. And as people consume these drugs, they develop tolerance. Which can I don't want to say help with that a little bit, but they're able to take in the higher, stronger drugs. But eventually it is going to end poorly. It's going to end in death.
We're visiting with John Clayton, Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Birmingham District of the DEA of the New Orleans Division. John, the response here that has actually saved a lot of lives of folks that had drugs tainted with fentanyl was the utilization of Narcan and the distribution and deployment of same. This article that I was reading said that these compounds are incredibly resistant to Narcan, and in fact, it may take multiple doses, because of the potency. Right now, because of the potency of some of the fentanyl we're seeing on the streets, I've talked to officers that have injected people with 3 and 4 syringes of Narcan in order to bring them back. I can't imagine, deploying 6 to 8, to save someone.
That's right. It is scary, but it does still work. So you still absolutely want to still deploy that Narcan, naloxone, as soon as you identify someone that's potentially being affected by these drugs, and then getting them to the next level of care. That's important as well. But definitely the naloxone, the drugs are resistant to it, but it still works. So you still want to administer that as much as you can until you get to that next level of care.
Let's talk about the danger for you guys. You come in contact with these synthetic opioids. It's immediately absorbed through the skin, and if you breathe some of the airborne residue of this, it can kill you as well, right?
It can. We go through specialized training. We have what we call hazardous environment training. We have our personal protective equipment. And so we have that at our disposal. We have the training to go along with that. We also try to work with our local partners on that training and that information, getting the information pushed out to law enforcement at all levels to try to make sure everybody is safe when having to deal with this stuff.
Not unlike fentanyl, it seems that we've been able to somewhat isolate where this is coming from, and all fingers are pointing towards China.
That's right. The precursor chemicals coming from China to make these compounds and these drugs being shipped to Mexico, where they're put together and then distributed over into the United States. And so that is definitely a problem. We, again, with our federal partners, are working on making sure that we identify those who are responsible and hold them accountable in any way that we can. And so we have cases across the country with all of our federal partners against those that are peddling this drug.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
The changes down at the border, and I'm not sure whether or not you can opine on this, of what we've experienced here recently, has that changed the culture of the importation or the of drugs from Mexico into our country?
Well, I know they change up their methods constantly, and so when one area becomes difficult to move their poison through, then they will find other ways to do it, and that is one of the things that we focus on, is trying to make sure we identify those new modes and methods that they use to be able to combat and stop them from whatever they try to get their drugs and poison into this country.
A lot of other countries utilize the network of Mexican cartels to get their drugs into our country. It seems as though some of the interdiction efforts, in particular with Venezuela and maybe Colombia, have changed. Are they trying to come directly in now?
Well, like I said, they will look for any way they can try to get it here. And we working with all the partners, federal, local, and state partners. We develop intelligence and we identify those methods, and we move to stop them. However they try to get their drugs into this country.
And one of the reasons I wanted you to come on is just awareness for everybody. You buy stuff out on the street, you don't know what's in it. And if nitazine's in it, not unlike some of the other synthetic opioids, fentanyl to be included, this is Russian roulette at its best, right?
You're 100% right. And if you do not go to a licensed physician and a prescribed medication and go to a licensed pharmacy and get your drugs, if you try to get anything from anyone other than those legitimate avenues, you're taking your life in your own hands. This stuff is everywhere. These people do not work in pharmaceutical grade laboratories, so you have cross contamination. So you have no idea what you're getting when you go outside of the normal and legitimate process of getting medication that you might need. So it is absolutely, you can't trust anything outside of that.
You know, not that we had our hands around fentanyl, but, you know, we learned more about the impact, the effects on society at large. And when you feel like you're beginning to make some gains in the interdiction the same and education the same, the whole thing changes with a new drug. It's got to be a little frustrating.
It can be. It can be. That's what we do. That's what we train for. We try to look for any developing trends, look for anything that may be coming across the horizon and try to get that information out to the public and to our partners. And, you know, it was like xylazine. Xylazine was something that came on getting mixed with fentanyl. It is not an opioid, so Narcan doesn't work against that. But, again, it gets mixed with all kinds of different drugs, but especially if it's an opioid, you still want to use the naloxone on that, and Narcan. So, we see these things come out, they change, and that we just have to be ready for that change and looking for it before it happens.
Well, let me just say thank you for your service. Thank you for all that the DEA does. We appreciate the efforts, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you letting me get this message out.
Thank you, sir. John Clayton, Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Birmingham District Office, is part of the New Orleans Division of the Drug Enforcement Agency. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a three-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single-family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over a million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.